Some mosques and Islamic community centers throughout Pennsylvania took extra security measures during the holiday of Ramadan, often by engaging police or private security during evening services. But Keystone Crossroads reporter Emily Previty reports that in Lancaster County, a handful of people took it upon themselves to keep an eye on things.
I arrived at the Islamic Center of Lancaster on a balmy Sunday night and was greeted by a white, middle-aged woman named Anne Wanger. She said she'd been spending three evenings a week in the parking lot of the center during Ramadan, usually joined by one or two of the half-dozen other volunteers she found through Facebook. The small group's calling itself the Tranquility Force.
When they're inside, when they're gathered as a community, when they're gathered for prayer or for their meal, they don't have to worry about what's happening out here. They don't have to worry that someone might be coming in and hiding behind the bushes, or someone might be coming in and vandalizing their cars, or, you know, lying in wait for them. They know that we're here.
I was there for community iftar, which is the meal that Muslims eat after sundown every night of Ramadan to break the daily fasts that are required of healthy adults during the month-long Islamic holiday. And on this particular evening, the community iftar included a church whose pastor had invited me to observe the interfaith activity. After the initial prayers and dinner, I spoke with Fariha Sarij about Wanger's presence in the parking lot outside. She told me Wanger reached out in advance of nationwide demonstrations by the anti-Muslim activist group ACT for America, including one at the state capitol, about a half an hour away.
I think it was just because of that march that was happening. They were just kind of afraid. And there's things going on around the country that we hear about. And we haven't felt any kind of threats or anything that we should be concerned about.
Others say they do worry. Atufa Akbar, an artist who helps her husband run their carry-out halal restaurant just outside the city of Lancaster, says she's anxious about misperceptions of their entire community based on news coverage and political rhetoric surrounding extremist groups.
Every time, you know, if there's a bad thing going on in the community or in the world, we get scared. Like, if I hope it's not a Muslim, I hope, like, seriously, that's the biggest fear we have about it.
That's part of what Wanger says when she talks about why she's here, to show support and maybe give people peace of mind while they're praying together. As a therapist, Wanger sees the emotional toll of recent public discourse frequently in her clients from all walks of life.
I don't have any clients who are Muslim. I have clients who are people of color in the LGBTQ community, immigrants. So I've seen more fear, more trepidation, definitely. A lot of resignation in a way. It hasn't been all that shocking to see the level of visible expressed hate rising, but it still is deeply disappointing.
The Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, issued a security advisory a couple weeks ago, citing recent violence and threats against Muslims in London, Portland, and Virginia. But some Muslim communities in Pennsylvania decided months ago to bolster security during Ramadan. Rizwan Butt is president of the Easton Phillipsburg Muslim Association.
We're always concerned about security in general of people coming and going that late at night, especially when there's families and children involved. But over the past couple of years, we've been extra careful. And this year specifically, we actually hired a private security company.
CARE also tracks non-criminal bias incidents against Muslims as well as hate crimes. Its 2017 report noted a spike nationally over the last couple of years, similar to the rise in anti-Islamic hate crimes documented by uniform crime reports kept by the FBI.
Even though we live in a relatively safe area and people know us, a verbal altercation, a physical altercation, or some type of a terror attack against a mosque, all those things are possible things that can happen based on the political climate.
In Pennsylvania, there were 8 anti-Islamic hate crimes in 2015. That's the most since 2001, the year of the September 11th terrorist attacks. But then last year, it dropped down to 2, which is about average for the past 2 decades. On the non-criminal side, nearly half of religion-based discrimination cases handled by the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission have involved bias against Muslims, more than any other religious group. But Anne Wanger, the woman who greeted me at the community center, says it was an incident in Ohio that moved her to action. a Muslim woman was hospitalized for injuries sustained during a brawl at an apartment complex, although police haven't arrested anyone and aren't investigating the incident as a hate crime, because they say there are conflicting reports about what happened.
I've seen those pictures, the bruises on her face, her jaw was broken, she was unconscious. I just felt like I had to do something. So this is a place where I can be. I can know, okay, during Ramadan, these people will be here, and I can be here, not because there's an expectation that something violent will happen, but if something were to happen, we are here. We are watching, we are witnessing, we are being a force for tranquility.
Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.